Hello, Audio Boo. So I'm back for another Audio Mo Boo. I know I haven't booed over the last couple of days, so I'm sorry about that. It's I already have not managed to do the full Audio Mo, but I will try and boo as much as I can throughout July, nevertheless. So, carrying on the theme, sciencey theme, today I've been reading about a solar-powered plane that has travelled across the USA from San Francisco to New York. It's taken a while. I think it started in May. So I don't know if it's stopped. I presume it's not been going continuously since that time. Presumably it's flown a certain distance and then stopped for a rest and then carried on a few days later or something. I think partially they had to wait for the right sort of weather, i.e. lots of sunshine. However, the plane can fly at night, apparently, as well, as it has batteries to keep it going. So it's got a wingspan the same size as a 747 or something like that. It's got the wingspan of a large commercial plane anyway, but the actual cockpit is absolutely tiny compared to like a normal passenger plane, so it looks very out of proportion if you look at the photographs, but I think that's because obviously they need plenty of surface area for the solar cells, and there's in fact 12,000 solar cells on top of the wing, and it's got 400 kilograms of lithium-ion batteries, as I say, to keep it going during the night. So actually that's quite a big proportion of its overall weight, I think. I think it's only something like 1.8 tonnes, so the battery's taking up about 20% of its weight or something like that. So it's whether it's ever going to be practical to have a completely solar-powered standard passenger plane is probably pretty unlikely. But the guys who did this are obviously thinking big and trying to show what can be done with renewable energy, and it's certainly an achievement to build the plane that they have done, and they're now planning to make another one, which is going to be a two-seater. I presume the current one has just got one seat. Making light aircraft that's solar powered may not be such a crazy idea, and I think it would certainly you could certainly save yourself a bit of jet fuel or plane fuel if you covered your wings in solar cells. As I say, I'm not sure you'd ever get a plane that could work entirely off solar power, but you could go a step towards making your plane a bit more environmentally friendly and a bit less fuel hungry with this technology. So I thought it was pretty impressive, and I'd be interested to see what more they can do with this and how they can improve it, because I'm sure they can.